WSFI and Sports Faith International present a highlight from its 2013 Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction ceremony. On this episode, Kerry Frazier, retired NHL referee, speaks to the attendees about his conversion to the Catholic faith. After Pat McCaskey, chairman of Sports Faith International, inducts Kerry into the Sports Faith Hall of Fame.
On May 30th, 1952, Kerry Frazier was born in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada. In 1980, he began his National Hockey League officiating career. He was selected to referee in 12 different Stanley Cup finals, the 1998 Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan, and two NHL All-Star Games. He was recognized as the best referee in the NHL. Referee Magazine acknowledged him as one of the top 10 officials of the century in any sport. Kerry always considered his most important responsibility as a referee at ice level was to provide for player safety. He made a presentation in October of 2010 as an expert in the field of hockey officiating at the Mayo Clinic Hockey Summit relative to head hits and concussions that currently plague the game. Kerry and his wife Kathy reside in New Jersey and happily share 7 children and 5 grandchildren. He understands that there are none more vulnerable and without a voice than the unborn. Kerry recognizes the people that God places in his path. The fact that their lives become intertwined with his is all part of God's plan. One such person is his dear friend Ray McKenna, the founder and CEO of a wonderful organization called Catholic Athletes for Christ. Kerry acts as a spokesperson and mentor for young athletes and students from amateur to professional. He shares his experiences and his love of the Catholic faith. He attempts to always lead through his example. He's on the board of directors for Catholic Athletes for Christ. Kerry acts as a spokesperson and mentor, when he is asked to personalize his book, The Final Call, Hockey Stories from a Legend in Stripes, the inscription he often writes will read, "The challenge is in the journey, the reward in the final destination." It is Christ's promise through his ransom for us that we all seek as our final destination. Now that he is retired from officiating, Kerry has time to accept an award from Sports Faith International.
Kate, I gotta tell you, it's gold. It's gold!
I know.
We won gold! Thank you very much, Pat. The McCaskey family, Angela Tomlinson, her husband Matt. This is a tremendous honor for me because, like Father Burke, I was not a Catholic. As a matter of fact, I wasn't anything other than a sinner. And for Bishop Paprocki, I'm a Canadian, so I would agree with everything the bishop said, just like the guy named Michael. The difference between Michael and I is that he was raised, it seems, in a Catholic home. Michael went to Catholic school. I was raised in a home without faith. My father was a former hockey player, pro. He was a former boxer. He was a tough guy. They did the best they could. But there was no formal faith in our household. I felt the call of God, of Jesus, when I was first I acknowledged it and felt it, was in grade 2. And back in public school in Canada at that time, it was okay to pray, and it was okay to use the word God. And Jesus, when I said that word in a prayer, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I felt this sensation, this warming sensation that I'll never forget. 2 years later, even though I got a half dozen hockey sticks every year for Christmas, all I wanted was a Bible. I still have that Bible today. It has gold leaf and it has my name on it, and it says to Carrie, love Mom and Dad, 1963. But I fell away. I fell away from any of the calls that I was receiving, as we all get called. I was ignoring them. The party line was broken. I wanted to be a hockey player. I was a good little player. I played at the junior A level in Canada, and then rather than accept U.S. college scholarships as a player, I decided I was going to find a path within the NHL, and I went to a referee school. I was scouted, and bang, they signed me to a contract. It happened that quickly for me. I was on the climb. I was so good. I had so much talent. I could do anything. And I was going to be the best referee in the NHL, the best referee in the world. And I often had people tell me that in my climb. But I was a wreck. I was a train wreck. I was out of control. I had made a lot of mistakes along the way. And one of them was at 20 years old, and it seemed to be the thing to do to get married at that time. And it was a mistake. And I knew it at the time. But I had no formation in faith. I had no grounding. I didn't realize that marriage is a sacrament. It's a commitment. And I wasn't prepared for that. God has a way of teaching us through our own mistakes. And He's so merciful that, and He loves us so infinitely that He put an angel in my life. Kathy is my angel. She came to me at a time when her life was not great either. And she had three little girls, and I had three little boys. And it was the Brady Bunch. And we put two families together. But along that path, and the love that I felt for the first time in my life so deeply, there were problems within a meshed family, a blended family. And I became out of control again with the weight of the world and the bricks that we absorb outside in that secular world. And it got to the point where there was a problem and a friction in our household, and it was the middle daughter that I thought was out of control, and it was really me. And Kathy got on her knees and prayed in front of her small statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary one night, after I said, get this kid some help or it is not going to work. And she pleaded with the Blessed Mother, said, please, Blessed Mother, help me, help this family. I love my husband. I love my daughter. Please help us. I went off to a referee school in Calgary. I said, get this thing fixed. She made a phone call to Montreal, to the NHL Employee Assistance Program. They put us in touch with somebody around the corner from us, a very spiritual man. But there was a force of evil that did not want me to go to that first meeting that was scheduled. We had a rousing argument the night before, and I said, there's no way I'm going to see this guy tomorrow. Well, the next day she dragged me by the ear into the meeting. I was closed off. This man was very connected. He was a psychologist, but he had been to Medjugorje, and he received locutions. He told me things about my life he had no way of knowing in this first meeting. I left that meeting with tears rolling down my cheeks. I was sobbing. I wanted to go out and buy a rosary. First thing I said as Kathy and I embraced outside his office, let's go get a rosary. I didn't know how to pray it, but I did. He gave me a tape, and he said, listen to this tape, because it will tell you the things that will come out of my mouth that I have no way of knowing where they come from. That wasn't true. He knew where they came from, but he wanted me to find out for myself. And as I listened to this tape, it was terrific. He talked about spiritual messages that he would receive and things from Medjugorje and the mission that he was given when he came back to North America. I wanted to copy this tape. I was home alone that night, and I had an encounter with the evil one that night in my house as I was trying to copy this tape. The room turned cold. I felt a cold breath on the back of my neck. It was unmistakable as I was trying to copy this tape, and the machine started to eat the tape. I grabbed Kathy's little statue of the Blessed Mother. I had the rosary that I had just bought. I prayed fervently the Hail Marys, and the tape was copied. I went into David the next week, and I handed him his tape, and I said, David, the strangest thing happened. He said, did your machine try to eat the tape? I said, yes, it did. He said, it happens all the time. He said, the evil one does not want that message to be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe that there is an evil force, we know that God is good and God is great and God is alive and well, but there is also another force out there that I'm sure we all have to deal with every time we turn. And through His grace, through God's grace, and His call to me that I finally was able to answer, He demonstrated to me mystically His mercy, His infinite love.
You're listening to a highlight from the Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction ceremony with retired NHL referee Kerry Frazier. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life changes. So does your need for life insurance. People buy houses, have more children, get married, change jobs, go into business. Life insurance isn't a one-time purchase, and Catholic Financial Life will be there for you every step of the way. Why not look at life insurance from an organization with the same Catholic values that you have? Call me, Matt Tomlinson, an advisor with Catholic Financial Life. Call 847-548-MATT. That's 847-548-6288.
My name is Father Robert McDermott. I'm from St. Rock Church in St. Louis, Missouri. Catholic radio is important to keep Catholics informed about Catholic events. We know in the mainstream media there's many times that Catholic stories are distorted, and so Catholic radio is important to present the truth with clarity and fairness.
WSFI remains committed to providing you with local access to quality Catholic programming. We only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to send us your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's WSFI Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Your donation of any amount is greatly appreciated. We return you now to a highlight from the Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction ceremony with retired NHL referee Kerry Frazier. Now, here's Kerry.
On my road to Damascus, which was my very first game that year in 1995, I was assigned to a game in Pittsburgh. And as I was driving and praying the rosary, and it was maybe a month or so after I had first met David, and things were transforming, my heart had changed, it had cracked. And as I was driving on Pennsylvania Turnpike, 4 o'clock, rush hour traffic, bright sun, blue sky, sun out my window, as I looked, there was a white cloud with a blood dried out sweep of red in it, and then the cloud disappeared. And then a cloud appeared again with a red sweep, top and bottom. And then it disappeared. And then the sun started to spin. And I had a miracle of the sun occur. And it lasted about 40 minutes. The car was driving itself in traffic. I was separated. I cried. I wept. I saw in the sun a baby in a mother's womb. And God knows the devastation of abortion that takes place in this world and the loss of lives. And He revealed to me in that sun that I was looking into a baby in a mother's womb. And then He showed me two perfectly shaped hearts, His and His Blessed Mother's. And they were attached, one below and one above. And inside each heart was a beat, and it beat in unison, in cadence to beat, beat, beat. And those beats came out of the hearts. Being the controlling person that I am, which made me a great referee, but did not make me a Christian in any way or shape or sense of the form, or even a good husband, I wanted to take control of this because I saw a pull-off on the side of the road and it said emergency truck stop and there was a tree break. And I thought, oh, this is great. Rather than worry about traffic, which the car was really controlling itself, I would pull off. And as I pulled off in this emergency pull-off, the sun immediately went bright again. Now I've got the car lengths closing behind me and I stepped on the gas and pulled back out, screeched onto the highway, took off, and then there was a peace that came over me. And in that peace, in my heart, I recognized, God, I said, I am so sorry. You are in control and I am not. You gave me this wonderful blessing. You revealed yourself to me, your love, your mercy, your power, and your might. And I am so sorry. You are in control. Immediately, the sun started to spin again and boom, right back to the two hearts. And that was the first mystical experience I had, and there were many. But it showed me, because I was so doubting, I needed to be grabbed by the bootstraps. He had been calling me, and I wasn't listening. And finally, he had to take some drastic measures. So we can pray for Michael, because there was a time when I would say I was Michael for sure. But God will never give up. And this honor that Sports Faith International has given me, along the journey, people are put in our path. Ray McKenna was one, Bishop Paprocki another, Angela Tomlinson at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington sat beside my wife Kathy and Jamie and I. What a gift, because I am now on a team that I know can win. We have the ability to win the big prize, which is eternal life. I was playing for the wrong team, and the captain of that team didn't want to let me go, and he still isn't going to give up. Every day will be a challenge, for sure. But with God's grace, and with the team that I have been invited to, and the Sports Faith International team being one, we, together with God, He can accomplish anything. Thank you so much, Pat McCaskey, McCaskey family, Sports Faith International, for this tremendous award. Because on my journey, there's one last thing I must say to you. Daily Mass, I attended from 95 to 2001 before all things were taken care of and I was allowed to enter the Catholic Church. When Kathy would take the children to Mass, she would weep when the Holy Eucharist, they received the Holy Eucharist. I had no idea what it was all about. I couldn't see what the big deal was. But once Christ touched my heart, and I knew that He was present in the Holy Eucharist, I wept as well. I wept because at the prayer, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive You, I said that, and I said, I may never be worthy. But please, dear Lord, in Your mercy, touch my heart with spiritual communion. And I got a powerful hand on my heart that caused me to weep for joy, because I knew and I know that He is present every time our holy priests consecrate that bread and wine. And one day I had Mass in Boston before a game, and I ran into a spiritual director of a seminary, and he invited me over for lunch. And there was some young seminarians, and there was this one guy from Detroit, and he said to his friends, oh, this guy, Carey Fraser, he's the best referee. He's going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And a young seminarian from the Midwest looked at me politely. He said, Mr. Fraser, with all due respect, there's only one Hall of Fame that I want to get into. I laughed. I said, amen to you, brother. This Hall of Fame, I believe, Mr. McCaskey's Hall of Fame, brings each one of us one step closer to the Hall of Fame that that seminary was talking about. Thank you so much.
This has been a highlight from the 2013 Sports Faith Hall of Fame induction ceremony with retired NHL referee Carey Fraser. For more information about this or any other program on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, please email info@wsfiradio.org. Once again, it's info@wsfiradio.org. From all of us here at WSFI Radio, thank you for listening.